raise me to Jesus.
In Hebrews, just a scripture came up, and I'm going to look at it. Hebrew 10, and this is not our text for tonight, but this scripture here just came up. Hebrew 10, 38 said, "Now the just shall live by faith." How are we to live?
By faith.
"But if any man draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him." We are not among those that draw back.
All right.
Trouble, opposition is coming. Jesus said in that chapter of the Beatitudes, fifth chapter of Matthew Gospel, he said persecution will come in for the word's sake. Amen. Satan have always tried to persecute God's people to discourage and make them think that the thing God said in his word is not true, you can't do it. And most people, I said most, too many of them have fallen for that lie. And a diligent, consistent study, feeding, believing, trusting on the word of God will set your life on a course that will take you from here to there. And what I mean by from here to there, from the beginning of your faith walk all the way to you end your walk on earth, or Jesus shall show up in the clouds with a victory shout. And nothing will ever stop you. Many challenges, yes. Many opposition, yes. But you can never be stopped or conquered. I made mention of that, and I was just sort of, you know, like I remember coming in from, from Vietnam. We left Tel Aviv, flew out of, and we flew into, Oakland, I believe, California, because we had to travel to San Francisco to catch our plane out of there to Atlanta. And we got into California. They didn't have clearance to land, and I wanted to get on the ground as quick as I could. And they didn't have clearance to land, so he said, "We got to hold for a while, about 15 minutes. That 15 minutes were the longest 15 minutes. And so he just circled around. So tonight, I've been circling around and just seeing where the Holy Ghost want us to land. And that's what I've been doing. I spent some time. I said, "Well, I guess I'll talk about this, talk about that." There's a lot of direction we could go, but when you get something like that, you want to see which one do you take off on, or which one you land on. So I've been circling. That's what I'm doing now, circling the runway, so I can see where we're going to land. And here's what I believe that we're going to do, because I came prepared with several different things. And what I want to talk about tonight, the last time we were here, Last time we shared, we talked about a unwavering faith. And Hebrew 11 and 6 said, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? A rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek him. And and we have been, I trust you've been following along. Some of us come in at different times. And by the way, thank you, praise team, for sharing with us that beautiful song, because to glorify God. Thank you, Jimmy, for the scripture, because we are flawless in his eyes. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And we need to get that. Thank God. We are flawless. And so since we have these marvelous truths and the finished work of Jesus, and I made mention of it sometime, and I believe this is where we're going to talk about a little tonight. You didn't know, and so next time, from here on out, if you don't have it, just keep it with you. This little book called In Him, just keep it with you, because I don't know when I might. And matter of fact, do yourself a favor and just go through it. I'm going to talk about some things tonight from, and I read some, but I won't talk to you. And I believe I will be able to talk to you by the Spirit of God tonight on some things. I got some things in my spirit, but we're going to, I don't know if we are able to pull that up or not. I don't think we have that back there, do we, Junior? We don't have this. You know, sometimes you can go online, you can pull this up, Brother Hagin material. And this little book said, In Him, by Kenneth E. Hagin. And here's what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm going to read some just to get started. And so you can see where we're going, where in the direction you're going. And so if you don't have one, listen real close tonight. And it says, part one, our confession rules us. Say that with me. My confession, rules me. All right. Now listen what he said. I'm going to read this paragraph. A spiritual law too few of us realize is our confession rules us. When we use the word confession, people instinctively think of confessing sin. And the Bible does say if we confess our sins, he faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is 1 John 1:9. But that's the negative side of confession.